11.58 Uhr, Mittagspause. Dein Magen knurrt lauter als der Bürohund. Und dann ploppt der Chat auf. Kantine, wie immer? Wenig später blickst du auf die wie immer mickrige Portion und denkst dir nur, wir hätten zu Mc's gehen sollen. Für den Big McDonald's-Hunger. Probier den neuen Big Gouda und den Big Tasty Red Steakhouse mit 100% Rindfleisch aus Deutschland. Solange der Vorrat reicht, nicht zu unseren Frühstückszeiten.
Yeah? Are you on the pod?
Yeah, we're waiting for you. Me, Zinni and Hitch are waiting for you.
Are you waiting? Because if you're waiting, I'll come. But if... Because I can leave right now.
Leave what?
I'm at the Bentist. Your boy Ben.
You didn't know that you had a podcast? Like, we sent a call sheet, like, way in advance.
I knew. I just thought it was at 11. Are you live on it right now?
Your phone is up to the microphone.
Oh, my God. So now I'm going to get roasted.
Dude, rightfully so.
Guys, welcome to Optic Podcast, episode 245. Before we get into today, we have a very special announcement. We are now expecting and excited to have you guys send us items that we're going to open live on the Race to Master Prestige.
The first mailbox opening.
The first. I love how you went with it. Day zero, the night that we go and get groceries and we
the Target run.
Yeah, the Target run.
Now, is the Target run going to be live also?
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, we're going to try.
We're going to try.
Last time it.
That shit was fun.
It was fun. It was choppy.
Shotzi was saying that it was really easy to go from streaming on your... Because I saw a lot of people at COD Next.
Yeah.
And we should talk about COD Next, how awesome it was. But it was like... I think it may have been one of the Baca bros that got up from his streaming setup and was streaming on his phone.
Destroy. Yeah, you
yeah.
can...
It's you just... Can it's called IRL. It's called IRL Toolkit.
Back and forth seamlessly now.
It's
that's
so
what Optic
before
uses.
We hold on
that's
before we
use.
Continue on this tangent though, if you guys send things in, it must be addressed to the race. It can't be addressed to Scump. It can't be addressed to Hex. Everything will be checked before being brought onto stream. The address is 5757 Main Street, Frisco, Texas.
Sweet 200.
Sweet 200.
Yeah, and as Zinni mentioned, don't send in the fucking rotten mayo. The guys are not gonna like somebody else is opening it as a pre-screen for the thing. So don't send
us
shit.
Stuff that will help us during the race. We want slippers.
Coke.
We want what'd you say?
Yeah. Coke.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. We want.
I'm totally joking. I've never.
I'm not.
Nick said he wants maybe a fleshlight.
Like, no, he does not. See, no, I draw the line
for
there.
For the bunk bed.
Cocaine's fine.
Cocaine's fine. I'm kidding. No, it's
not. A fleshy for the bunk bed?
Earplug.
One for all eight.
The problem is that you're the only... The earplug should be... It should come with like seven pairs of earbuds for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in you putting your earbuds and using that thing. Everybody else is going to hear
That's
true. So send your favorite streamer or personality, whatever you think would be good for them.
Yeah.
And maybe something extra on top.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Get creative with it.
To the race. Make
Wait,
sure.
Where is Alan?
And everything will be unboxed live on
Where's
stream.
Alan?
Alan has been literally hanging out in my theater room for the past 2 years.
Okay.
I asked him, I'm like, yo, you want to go back to your spot at the Hex Quarters? He said, fuck no. Because I heard it don't even look like the Hex Quarters no more. It just looks like a bunch of sets.
That's right. The home vibe. He fucks with the home vibe. Yeah, not this corporate shit.
Corporate shit. Nah.
Yeah, I
this
feel that.
Startup is anything but corporate.
I feel that, Alan. I remember the, you know what? My favorite times post Hab when everyone's stationed, and I kind of forgot about this, that it's how it used to be. But like Hitch was set up over there. I'm set up right here. Formo's set up right here. And then even like Paige, Roger,
Dashy.
Matt, Craig, Dashy back there. Like, and I would come in here 9 a.m. and just start streaming and screaming. I can't imagine how fucking annoying that was.
You were
Paige would pick up her laptop, close it like a book.
I remember there was only one time where Roger was like, shut up. And I was just like, damn, my bad.
I used to just
I have the headphones on.
Dude, one time when Optic Chicago was scrimming, you were streaming, and at one point, Formal goes, Nick, shut the fuck up. And you were like, He was so pissed.
I'll just eat that
He
one.
Was so pissed.
I got to eat that one.
I remember you used to say, I remember you used to say, like, shut up. But just the way you say it. Just,
oh, yeah. No. You saying that pisses me off.
I know. That's
something
what I'm saying,
about
I'm
a, it.
Yeah, because I sound like so you. Loud. I'm literally mimicking you. That's why you hate it. They'll be like, shut up.
Literally gives me PTSD.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know why you're, like, if Roger was like, dude, shut up. You're so loud. I can't remember exactly what he said. I just can't imagine him even saying that.
Yeah.
But I know he has said it before. Like Paige will say something.
But when I say it.
But when you say it, it's like.
All right, I'm gonna give you guys two topics that we could talk about either one of them. Okay. It's up to you guys.
Sure.
One, y'all want to talk about Hassan shocking his dog? Or two, y'all want to talk about the girl who gave birth
fuck
on the street?
Fuck that. Time out. What the fuck do you mean?
Shocking his dog.
Hassan, there was a viral clip where his dog, like, just got up and started walking towards him, and he was like, stop, sit down, or whatever. And then he, like, reaches forward, and the dog yelps. So everyone's...
I really don't want to see this.
Here's
the
clip
I don't
right
want to see this. I don't...
So, I mean, I can just explain it to you if you want, if you don't want to watch it.
It's nothing...
Is it bad?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just...
So watch.
It's just his dog. Apparently, his dog sleeps there all the time. I've never watched the stream, so I don't know. But the dog gets up.
And this is just like...
Can you fast forward it, Riley?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so the dog's up, walking around. He kind of notices that the dog is up.
Kaya, please just fucking go... Just stop.
Reaches under...
Like the dog literally...
That's what people are saying. Reason
as to why God forbid a dog starts wandering.
Just fucking go... Just stop.
How are you that fucking thrown off by a dog moving 3 feet?
And then, no. Keep going. Look at how he's talking to him. Go back. Now, before you proceed... I understand disciplining dogs. Okay, I understand disciplining dogs.
Yeah.
I understand it probably more than a lot of humans because I've had 8 dogs living in the same household for the past maybe fucking decade. You know what I'm saying? So I do understand the Caesar Milan or the little, you know, jabs. Shock therapy.
Brother, the dog didn't deserve discipline either.
Exactly. Right. Well, that's where
walked,
I was going.
Talking. It walked off the bed.
Needed, but
that's
like,
where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Like, what? Like, what? Does he have a history of pissing everywhere? Like, I don't fucking know. Again, like, this is how many seconds is a minute for? I want to hear what he says afterwards because it's going to tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
I don't
a
know
lot.
If he's
press
like
play, Riley, please.
Same reason as to why America, Kaya, please just fucking go. Just stop.
Jesus, bro.
Ugh. Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
How are you that?
You're being such
what?
A baby.
Dude.
It's just.
What? You frustrated? Okay. Okay, let's move on. I don't want to get.
Man, I'm pissed.
Bro, where was he at mentally to have fuming. That type of reaction? How are you that mad?
Bro, politics does this to people.
It does. Politics does do that to people.
I don't. Like, when people ask you guys asked me last week if I was middle or left or right.
Yeah.
And I said anything that causes division amongst friends is completely what I'm against. Anything that divides the populace, I am against.
Yeah.
Anything that causes negative discourse, political violence, I am against. This shit right here is listen, I discipline my dogs. I seriously, like, that sort of shit right there with the shock. I would never put a shock collar on any of my dogs.
Well, no, and they have most of them have like a vibrate feature where that's where you would just vibrate it, and that gives them like a little sensation that's not a shock that tells them what they're doing is wrong.
Like, why,
but right there, that dog didn't.
Oh,
the dog just got up from bed.
Yeah.
If you want your dog in the background so bad to train it with shock therapy, which is what it looks like. That's just what it looks like. I don't know if that's the case. That's fucking crazy.
I wouldn't
that's
even say I'm.
That's insane.
I wouldn't even say I'm against
shock.
Then
people are applying. My bad.
Therapy.
I'm not against
or whatever
shock
it's called.
Either.
I'm not against shock collars.
I'm against, though. The motherfucker just got up.
Yeah, I'm not for.
And then he was so frustrated.
There's a time and place.
He was so frustrated. He's like, what's wrong with you? He's a fucking. He doesn't understand
you're being
you,
a baby.
Guy.
I feel like his heart rate spiked right there because you could tell.
Oh, he's like,
as soon as the dog yelped, he was like, was I obvious with the reach?
Yeah,
like, that's
like,
kind of what.
Yeah, he was like,
it seems like he was thinking.
Listen. Again, I understand. I understand disciplining them when they're doing something. They're chewing on a something. He was clearly in his place, right? It's called place. She yelled because she clipped herself on something. That's also a possibility.
On what? Danny Phantom? But watch it again.
But what does he have right there? Is that a shot collar? The question, Hassan, is that a shot collar? Yes or no?
What else the fuck is that?
Yeah, what could that be?
It could be a house arrest. I don't
the dog's
know.
Under house arrest.
That was the funniest part is imagine people were replying like he was not even wearing a shot collar and people were replying with zoomed in photos of like a green light on that collar, which shows that it's on.
Bro, man, like
she yelped because she clipped herself on something.
I understand I understand that.
If my dog clipped himself or herself on something, I would go and be like, "What?
You cool?"
But yeah, my dog walks into walls and doesn't make noises. Runs into walls, like Camp Scatabo.
Dude, I really, man, I have a fucking something wrong with me, man. I have something wrong with me. Like I feel more empathy towards dogs and humans, and that's not right. But at the same time,
I think it is right.
I think that's right. I think that's normal. I think to feel more empathy towards dogs and
humans. Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand discipline.
Yeah.
I understand that, but the fucking shot collar for getting up and readjusting yourself? You know what I suggest?
Just wandering with your dog brain?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, they don't know what the fuck's going on. They just start going somewhere sometimes.
Exactly.
Shit's crazy.
I've never, none of my dog, I think maybe the spray, the bark spray. Whoa. Wondering what the fuck.
No. What about the girl giving birth on stream? What do y'all think about that?
That's
fucking hot.
Fine.
It's fucking hot.
No, but seriously, if I was like the husband and that was one of my girl's wishes, I'd be like, my stomach would sink to my ass.
You think so? Like, he seemed all about
wife
it.
To want to be, I mean,
chat spam.
Are they like big streamers? W's in the chat.
Maybe the baby's coming. Spam.
I don't know. I don't know if that she was partnered. So, and I never. But I don't know anything about Warcraft.
Chat, every gifty is a spank in the butt of the baby holding him upside down. He's just sitting there. The baby's been crying.
I feel like that's such a...
Oh, it worked. It happened.
That's such a personal... That's such a personal, intimate moment. Like, yeah. I would only want that for me. I wouldn't want friends there. It'd be like, my mom.
No, this
wife.
Is weird.
27,000. When I tuned in, she had 7K viewers.
I need to get birthed on stream.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I think
the thing is, that's literally how people would think. Like, a pregnant girl will see this and be like, okay, 27. And they'll start doing the ad, like, all right, if we milk it for like 2 days, 27,000. We run ads every.
Milk it. Yeah,
no pun intended.
In between contractions, she's like, thanks for the 5 gifted.
Like, gifted. Like, I'm.
5 gifted.
Shit.
5 gifted.
Probably come up on like 20 grand.
Yeah, no, that is. Fucking weird as shit. Like, I mean, that is weird behavior, quite frankly.
Yeah, somebody came into chat yesterday and said there's a person giving birth on stream, and I was like, what? So that's when I queued it up, and I didn't believe them. And sure enough, she was sitting on like the couch to the left over there. She was sitting like this, and like her friends are all like rubbing her back, and her husband's behind her like grabbing her. And I was like, what? That's why I put it in the optic chat.
And who wants to watch that?
Okay, first of all,
27,000 people.
Who all belong on a watch list.
Okay, first of all, this is, I'm insecure, okay?
Okay.
But the main reason why I wouldn't want to do this is because I wouldn't want some random fucking redheaded dude with tats all over his neck to say, that's hot.
Yeah.
About my wife. You
Nick's
know what I'm
just
saying?
Sitting there like,
what? Figuring out the batteries.
If you, statistically, if you think about it, someone probably was.
Oh, I bet you hundreds of people were. I bet you hundreds of people.
I did not think about that.
Yeah.
That's so disturbing.
Zinni?
That's so disturbing.
Zen? 99 other people were.
Yeah, no, that shit actually sickens me. That all them
me
fluids.
Me and 99 people. Okay, we were all in the Discord together. Okay. Cameras.
Have you ever seen that clip of train wrecks being like, you know what's the best feeling is like when you're just sitting in a Discord call and you and your boys are just talking and everybody's having a good time and you just rub one out right there. Have you ever seen
Dude,
that clip?
What?
When I'm gonna call with the boys, like four or five like of the boys talk in the background, I'll mute randomly and I'll just have something open on the right monitor and listen, right, they're all talking, having a conversation, and I'll just rub one out right there. It's just, it's soothing knowing the boys are in the back. It's soothing knowing they're there.
No, you've never done that.
I swear to God I have. A lot, actually. Not just once, probably over 50 times.
Wait, how many?
50 times?
Holy shit.
Easily. Swear to God.
You said to troll.
No, I am not trolling. I actually swear to God on everything.
It's so good.
I feel like, so what do you think? The Bears are going to defeat them, and then the back ring here.
What? He said that's the best time to do it.
I feel like I missed the whole train wrecks wave. Like, I know what he does and gambling and stuff like that, but I didn't know. I just don't know his story. Right, his story is fucking.
There's people like that that just are the biggest streamers.
And now he's like a billionaire.
And you just miss
it. I missed the train wreck.
Like, I also missed
Steak or something.
I remember knowing who XQC was because when he got banned from Overwatch.
Competing in Overwatch?
Got banned from competing in
so
Overwatch.
So he was a pro.
Yeah. He was like really good.
Was he really?
Like really, really good.
I know
good.
He played for Fuel.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He played for Fuel because we had. We had the guy that what's the team we had?
The Houston Outlaws.
Outlaws. That guy, there was a guy on Outlaws that
Mendosu guy.
Yeah, those were the guys that were beefing. That's why he got banned.
Well, I don't know if he was beefing with Mendo, actually.
No, not Mendo. It was shit. I can't.
One of them.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm going to be honest. I still think that that's one of the best logos that has ever graced the earth of esports.
The Outlaws?
Yeah,
Alice is fire.
Those two guns and shit. It's a all that. But I don't really remember. No.
But I remember he got banned, and then I remember like blinking. 2 years went by, and now he was like the biggest streamer. And I was like, what the fuck?
XQC, you mean?
Yeah, XQC. Yeah.
I
miss people. There's people's waves that you just miss.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen the Speeds and the Kais, but other people.
I feel like when Trainwreck was like big. Still big, but you know what I mean. Like his stream when he blew up, TikTok wasn't like a thing. Like it wasn't. You weren't seeing it every night on TikTok. I feel like, you know what I mean. Now I go on TikTok and I'm seeing Kai, Speed,
the FaZe Boys,
Yeah. Like every night you're seeing clips in your algorithm. Like I feel like back then it was just based on going on Twitch or like word of mouth. Like algorithm wasn't a thing. So Twitter, you saw if your friend retweeted it, you'd see it, or if you followed that person, you'd see it. Now it's like shoved down your throat. Before it was
I don't know if I like Twitter now.
No, Twitter's Twitter's not even.
It's not fun anymore.
I tweeted. Everybody has to be miserable. I've never seen something like it in my entire life.
Yeah,
like people are replying to my tweets that don't follow me, like with negativity, and I'm like, bro, you weren't even supposed to see this tweet.
Yeah. This wasn't for you
like,
at all.
You didn't have to include me in your life for you to spew out something negative. Like you could have just went about your day.
Like, I want it to be, if you follow me or if someone you follow retweets me, you see it.
Well, I feel like it used to be like a fun, light place.
It did.
You would tweet anything.
Now it's like politics, death.
New Jay-Z song, fire. Like you would just say.
People just, hell yeah.
Hot dogs and fries on a Friday. Just and people just shit. Like it.
So. Bro, all right, I'm going to give you. Now, this has not always been the case. At one point or another, Twitter for me was my favorite application to be on. Yeah. It was the lifeline of this community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Last week, it was Instagram, then messages, then YouTube, then Facebook Marketplace, then Hilton Honors, fucking, and then Safari, and then X with 31 minutes.
Wow. 31 minutes.
31 impressive. Minutes spent on X last week.
That's pretty good.
The last 7 days.
That's pretty good.
31. It used to be the other way, though. All of my content
used
was consumed.
To always be X.
I'll tell you what, though, even with all my gripes and complaints, I primarily use the following feed just to see what like people I follow.
Yeah.
Once you see that For You page, they get you. It's like,
oh, dude.
Once you see the For You page, it's like, dude, they have me figured out.
Have y'all ever just been on your phone and all of a sudden freaked out?
Yes.
How much they know?
No. Just like,
how long have I been on this?
Just like, I swear I'll talk about something and then I'll see it in an ad.
Like I'll go on to like check something. And then all of a sudden, I'm on either YouTube Shorts or Reels or TikTok, and I'm scrolling, and then I go, ah! And then I just, like, put my phone down.
I do that.
Because I'm just like, how did I get...
Some days I'll be rotting in bed, and I'll be like, it'll start at 2 p.m., and then I've realized it's 10 p.m., and I'm still
Holy like, shit, that's bad. Like, okay, it doesn't just, take me like, 8 hours.
The fuck?
Now we're at the
Where's
point.
Time gone?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I just went into fucking a coma and then came out, and then I just...
We're at the point where I'm, like, proud of myself if I get through a TV show without checking my phone.
Same. Yeah, bro, yeah, I was at the same. Movies
like,
last...
That's like,
I went to
like,
the...
Like, TV is not even... Like, TV is supposed to be, like...
Unwind, watch it, to, lock in. Yeah, yeah.
But now you're... I don't know.
TV is unwinding from the fucking brain rot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even, like...
Exactly.
There's probably a better word for unwinding, but, like, TV is, like...
TV is brain rot, and then...
TV was brain rot.
And now, not checking.
Now
your
that's
phone.
Not brain rot. Now that's like being
like
healthy.
Yeah, that's healthy.
To not, that's healthy
that's
now
healthy
compared
content
to
content consumption, as opposed to the toxicity that comes out of here.
Yeah, I went to the movies last night. Saw God, dude. How can't I remember?
Was it the Leo movie?
Yeah. What is it called?
It's called.
Who'd you go with?
One thing.
APG.
Something after another. One day after another. One thing after
Leo
another.
Leo Tiana.
One
battle after another. I saw that, got to the movies, but just watched the movie.
No.
Felt proud of myself.
No way.
Who'd you go with?
I heard it was
APG.
Great. I heard
Did
it was a great movie, right?
It was pretty good. The movie made me want, like, I wanted more. So it's like, I don't know if they're coming out with, like, a second one or
What's
something.
What's the name of it?
One battle after another.
What's it about? Don't go too much into it, because I do.
Leo and, is it Tiana Taylor? Is that
Leonardo
her name?
DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Tiana Taylor?
They're saying it's movie of the year.
Movie of okay, the don't, year. Don't show me nothing. Don't show me anything.
They're revolutionists.
Revolutionaries.
And yeah, they get into a whole bunch of shit, and then there's some plot twists.
No.
And then
okay.
Motherfucker, yeah.
No, I'm not. Right, 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 right. 95% Rotten Tomatoes, 85% in popcorn
meters. It's a nice movie experience, too. I definitely... Say do that.
I'll wait until it comes out on home theaters.
What's the biggest plot twist you've ever seen in a movie?
Snatch.
Shutter Island?
Nah.
Snatch.
What's it called?
Old Boy.
Yeah. Old Boy was fucked up. Old Boy was fucked up.
I love movies like that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Memories of Murder?
I don't think so, no.
Really? Watch that tonight.
What's the superhero movie with Will Smith?
I'll write it down.
What the fuck, dude?
No, not I Am Legend. Not I Am Legend.
iRobot?
No, he's a...
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Justice League?
Charlize Theron is his ex-wife in it.
Wait, Zinni, what was it?
He's like a...
Memories of Murder.
Hancock. Bro, in the middle of Hancock, the most random shit happens. And I was like, what the fuck? But I can't... But I remember being like 12, and I was like...
Listen, there is... I just watched a movie. It's funny that you made about twists. I just watched the movie... called Relay. I literally was like, I gotta watch a movie, and I was doing the same exercise that he did. I'm gonna put my phone down, see what's up, and just to see if I can experience it. Yes sir.
Oh shit,
no way.
So what are these,
ladies and gentlemen? We have some cafecitos. Actually, these are Cafe Abuelitas, and I'm not saying that, I don't know if they use Cafe Abuelita or Chocolate Abuelita, which this is Mexican hot chocolate with a double shot
chocolate.
Of espresso.
Can we all try it at the same time?
Hey, cheers, my boys. Cheers,
hey,
boys.
It might be a little hot. It's coffee.
Oh, chat, bring... cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
If you guys are sending in stuff for the race, send in coffee. Coffee would be nice.
This is a fucking sugar bomb.
That's fantastic.
This is I got this from La Finca.
Whoa. Yeah, I can't start my morning.
La Finca's
with this.
Right. Very you know where La Finca is?
No.
La Finca is on not Fifth Street.
Oh, so it's downtown.
This would be like great.
Downtown,
yeah,
Frisco. Old Frisco.
Eve.
It's a it's so. Like a Mexican spot.
This is what I want on Christmas morning.
I can see that.
Maybe
bro, Jude's mom used to put some chocolate abuelita with coffee in it.
Can we have like a Christmas day where
yeah,
we all
right
go
there.
To like Cess?
La Finca.
I've tried the pastries, but this is what I ordered, and I tell you, I can't wait for it to be winter.
Dude, I cannot wait. It's like what are we like 50% through football season, Riley?
Yeah,
and it hasn't turned yet. Like what?
You know what that means? It's gonna kick our ass.
It's gonna be cold. You think?
It's gonna be freezing cold. Max Velocity, my weatherman. Says that
my weatherman.
A severe weather storm, tropical earthquakes. I'm kidding. That's what he says.
How are the Giants doing?
Max Velocity?
No. Giants are not doing great. Looks like Max star wide receiver out for the year.
Riley, Max Velocity.
Max Velocity.
Max Velocity me.
Yeah, I'm ready for winter.
So there are two weathermen that I listen to implicitly, if I'm using that correctly. Okay.
That guy?
Oh, this is the YouTuber, right?
Go to YouTube. Go to his YouTube,
he is the YouTuber.
Just click on something.
That does not look like Matt Craig.
Yes, it watch when he... Oh, it did there for a second, didn't he? Like an older brother?
You're
not going to
believe where it happened. You don't kind of
like Casey Neistat.
Looks like Riley.
No, that kind of... I see Matt Craig a tiny bit like... Enderland, North Dakota
during the June 20th, 2025... Anyway, so there's two.
So you get your weather off Twitter.
No, off of YouTube.
Off of YouTube.
You know how I came across him? He had 25,000 live concurrent viewers watching him do a watch party on Storm Chasers. Live in the moment as
it
was happening.
I've seen him had 200K.
Yeah, no, he got up there. Yeah.
What?
But anyway, listen. Yeah, live concurrent viewers.
1.3 million subscribers.
When there's like tornadoes in Oklahoma or Texas or whatever, and you go to his page... He has 100,000 viewers.
Really?
All saying, how about this town? How about this town?
Wow.
Bro, this
motherfucker just loves the weather.
Yeah, dude.
That's dope.
And then he went out, recently he went out and got his certificates.
Damn, he's got a setup.
He got a whole Matt Craig setup.
He does weather parties.
Yeah, he's like the red zone of weather.
The red zone of weather.
Bro, but yeah, if the red zone got as many views as this motherfucker.
Okay, red zone's big.
No, I'm obviously joking. But I'm saying, obviously joking. Hopefully, apparently not obvious. But bro, him and Andrew Peterman Ice is my second weatherman.
Ice is your weather guy?
It's like a thing.
Yeah, this is good, man.
Yeah, this is really good.
This is dangerous.
Shout out La Finca here in Frisco, Texas. I just tried.
Calories?
Yeah, we need to.
It's not.
I want to do.
No calories.
No, it's Mexican chocolate, dude. It's got no calories.
Oh.
Can we do an optic? And it can be like an all-day stream or like a 24-hour stream or something. Like an optic Christmas something to where like we go to, say, USS house and like decorate it all Christmassy. We show up the night before. We eat like a family optic dinner, white elephant, some presents. Then we all sleep there, wake up, put on our pajamas, have something like this. Then possibly maybe, I don't know, start drinking.
Dude.
And then we just, that's sort of the
stream. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say strippers at one point.
Mm.
Maybe find some incentives, some Christmas games.
I was going to say no.
That's actually a great idea, Nick.
I think that'd be fun.
No strippers.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
Optic pajamas.
Yo, have you guys seen this Sora shit? This AI stuff?
Yeah. Bro, did you watch the Casey Neistat video?
We are entering, and I feel like I said this like a month ago on the podcast, we are entering the point of
no return.
You're
going to see mine today.
We are witnessing.
Did you download it?
And I got a code.
You truly don't know what's real and what's fake.
Oh,
this is Kobe playing 2K?
Oh, God.
Bro, yeah.
It's I just
got a code today to use this app. I'm gonna figure out something insane.
Listen, share obviously when you can because I want to try it too. But I gotta tell you something today, and this is the first time ever. And I am an ally to AI all day long. Like I believe that it's here to do good. And we're all loyalists to the AI. But
I love
today,
AI.
This morning for the first time ever, I was like, "Did I just get God,
bro?"
And then I looked at the comments, and it was all.
That's AI.
IA or in Spanish. Yeah. Or
AI.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God. There's no return. And it was a bald eagle attacking a cat. And then the cat sort of like scurrying away to be under. I just saw AI Kobe saying 67 in a McDonald's. The world is ending video.
Dude, it's.
Bro, I saw a video. Hold on. I wonder.
Once AI fixes that, because there's like a little like twinge in the way they talk in like the audio. It's like you can kind of tell it's AI because it doesn't sound completely natural.
Yeah.
That's going to get fixed within the year.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
And then it's completely over.
AI used to be like, oh man, they're going to trick me in 50 years or, you know, when I'm 70, I'm going to get got.
No, so it's next year.
No, probably next year.
You seen Pac race Kobe? Believe it or not, Pac won.
Dude.
Not good, bro. It's not good. Dude, you got to think, like, how much does the government have? Like, imagine, like, the people.
That Fidel Castro?
Imagine like the people just completely dedicated to this. The best developers in the
Bruce?
World.
Come on, man.
It's like, how can you...
But you also think about how cool that would have been, you know, to see...
Dude, my friend sent me a video last night of, like, the AI, Martin Luther King, saying, and it's, you, like, unless you knew, he says, I hope Luke Weaver gets flown into the sun after the Yankees playoffs or whatever. But it's like...
Dude.
Insane how good
Martin Luther
it looks and sounds.
That fucking WWE.
Dude.
I just saw an RFK video in which he says, like, what's up with Mexican food anyway? It's just a decomposed taco every single time. And yes, surely, of course, we have created a base of ingredients that has allowed for this culture, this cuisine to thrive as much as it has. Sure. But the amount of people in the thousands, I mean, like, there was like 4,500 comments arguing with each other. Nobody realizing that it was
Dude, that's crazy.
I was literally this morning, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about how, like, we have gone past that point. It's done already.
It's all over. But
think about, like think about if someone makes an AI video of Trump and it's him saying something crazy and, like, the wrong person sees that.
Oh, it could cause
war. It's real. Like,
it could cause wars.
It's terrifying.
Like, literal wars. Are going to be caused.
Bro, you don't know what's real anymore.
You don't.
When you said, have you ever done the,
Yeah.
I did that, but obviously, like, not as, but I did feel, like, anger at, like, holy fuck, there's so many stupid people that are going to fall for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I think's going to become, like, a trend? Like, iPhone 1-esque devices where you just have text,
oh,
phones.
No, those are pre-iPhone.
No, the original iPhone didn't have any like apps.
Let it be known, I had the original, the first iPhone ever. Yeah, I got it right after I turned in my BlackBerry Pearl.
Yeah, but there was no app store. So it came with what was on the phone. So yes. It was, what I'm saying is,
yeah,
like,
this. Have you ever seen these light phones?
It's going to become a thing to get a phone that is not what it is right now.
Alarm.
Dude, if Alexis wasn't diabetic, I promise you I would have these. Because it doesn't have the app that keeps track of her blood sugar. I keep on my phone, and that's the only thing keeping me.
I know, but imagine AI sends you a message that says urgent. I don't know what insulin or whatever, and then you fucking overdose her.
But I do feel like I need YouTube to like what if I'm doing something, I get a flat tire, how to fucking change a tire.
What did you do back then?
I had a friend with me do it.
Like, I'm seeing people that were born in, like, 1992 post TikToks. Like, dude, I'm struggling because I got to live before all this shit. And, like, I can't deal with how good it was then compared to how bad it is now. And, like, people's mentals are all screwed up.
I'm pretty sure that any human can look at a wheel and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screws. And then look at the spare wheel and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screws, bolts. And then... Well, I got to lift it. Oh, there's a car. I'm sure that you don't need.
You can still YouTube. Call AA. Triple A. Not double A. AAA.
You saw him do this? He's like,
he was like, oh, man.
He did it. Hey.
But yes, I haven't called him in a bit.
It's because the thing is that when he went into the cleaners, like, they literally sprayed him down with cold water. And then they threw talcum powder at him. And he's like, get over there. And then he went.
Exactly how it went.
He went in there.
I wish I could have vlogged it.
Was like, you want a haircut?
I wish
no.
I could have vlogged it.
But they took my phone.
I do think that's like the next thing, though. Unplugging is going to be like the new trend.
Yeah, I saw a video on that. I believe so, too. There's going to be a wave of like people trying to unplug, and the unpluggers are going to get together and start a cult. And I might join, to be honest, because my God, this shit's bad.
Bro, we're saying that. Could you imagine, and I feel like I repeat myself every pod, but could you imagine being like 14 right now and this is like what you're growing up with?
You're not even seeing Earth.
Wait, did y'all ever watch
this?
Did y'all ever watch
this? This is your life.
I told y'all to watch?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
The catfish one?
Yeah, the unknown number one.
Okay, no, I'm going to watch it today. I promise.
Fuck,
I promise.
You guys have to, because I want to talk about it with you guys.
Everybody, next week, have the, whoever, Matt, next week, same podcast guests.
Watch it.
We're going to watch it.
Nick, you should watch it too. It's called.
On Netflix?
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix. It's called.
We'll be away on business.
Oh, we are going away on business. Wait, but next week, what?
Wait, where are y'all going?
We're going on Tuesday at Austin.
Oh, okay, Tuesday. Yeah. We won't be here for it.
Nah. Okay. Damn. So the podcast after that, we're talking about it.
This one, this one.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Right?
Is this good?
It's insane. Do not look up anything.
I saw it. Saw like.
No, don't say anything. Okay. All right. Because you guys haven't. I don't want you guys.
I'm literally gonna leave this podcast and go.
Okay. Good,
watch
good,
it.
Good.
We should probably talk about the Black Ops 7 beta.
Okay. First of all, who took this picture?
All right, guys, before we get back to the podcast, live right now on shop.opticgaming.com, we have our brand new Deadwood collection. I'm rocking the jacket right now. There's a ton of good pieces. Make sure to go check it out and enjoy. So he posted
it's
that.
The video.
Hey, man, I got the tripod up. Look, play it. Offer
wait, press.
It.
Welcome back to another day in the
back.
Life, man. First thing
no
first,
way you went out
I
there.
Man.
I was like, bro, these underwears are fucking.
I get them look. Excited. Scratch, chew you want to go. Brushing the teeth, of course.
Dude.
Dog park.
See, I don't want that. Like, I'm thinking of it already.
Playing a little fetch with
good
you.
Good boy.
Shut up.
Good sit.
That's
good
a good
fetch.
Boy.
He brings it right back. He's fast as shit, man.
You're shocking him right now. Why? I don't know.
He was running too
was
quick.
Walking.
Upper Decker because I'm quitting vape. Little,
that little stutter, I almost redid the whole audio.
Barbershop. I'm on a stage right now, singing your
favorite song.
At the barbershop, the master's lounge.
In the fucking hood.
My cut. Shout out my boy E, man. He worked in a barbershop. Then he had his own little studio of just him. And now he opened his own barbershop.
Man. You haven't
fucked your shit up.
He always did me right. A little water in a pre-workout.
Taking a shit. Whoa,
oh,
what did I see at the bottom?
I did this in the last one, so it's the same.
You know how long it took me to edit that?
Closing room, there was like four people in there. I felt kind of weird. Anyways, got
getting fucking
yoked.
Look at him.
Oh, dude, he's so cute, dude.
He's the best.
I fucking love it. Just makes me smile seeing him on this video.
He's the best.
Shock him.
Your dog's got to be a warrior.
Dude, the thing is like we can't even make a big deal out of it because Hassan might get mad at him.
More peppers.
Like, see what you did?
Like
stream.
Cilantro rice. More cilantro.
Fucking prick. You're getting me in trouble.
Taco Bell hot sauce. French bread hot. And some avocado cilantro.
A little puke bowl.
Shit up, man. But we got to take Chewy out again. He's in the fucking jungle. He's a wild
animal. Little fit check.
Oh.
Oh. Today.
Remember how often I used to bust that move out?
APG. With this? I had to scoop the boy, man. I've known this guy for like 20 plus
what are we watching
years,
this whole fucking thing?
Yes.
Look at my nails.
Yeah.
Hit the nails.
I know. I want that.
He got the mani pedi. Oh, wait, man, was that really hurting? Or are you?
No, so it was ticklish.
Oh, it was tickling?
Yo, you gotta keep doing this.
Anything, man. I'll try
yeah, I like him.
Once,
so know. Tomorrow we're going fishing. So you're gonna have
I am
to
doing
do
one.
That.
Off, but you know what?
Oh,
say,
La Ventana, dude! Holy fuck, who's that?
We're doing.
I didn't know I was there.
Love you. Never work a
day in your life.
Got some food. Went to the movies. I enjoyed that movie. I forget what the fucking name was called. I looked away from my phone, but we got some vitamins, some lotion.
God, those
ew.
Are ugly.
Got some new
those are solid.
You got the right
some
pants.
Fucking
those
goose?
Are
some fucking golden goose?
Nah,
shit.
It's not Duke and Dexter.
With some more protein.
But they fit tight as fuck.
Cool yeah, throw them out.
Better. I guess I'll be fat for so. Life. Dear Lord, thank you so much for another day. Bring me a little peace and
mental clarity.
Relieve me of my anxiety,
stressors, and depressors.
The end is so good. There it is.
One thing I'm not sure.
Shut up. You're fucking. Don't say nothing. It was great. Keep doing that. Don't even fucking think about doing it. Just do it.
Well, listen.
No, you're gonna overthink. You're gonna convince yourself out of doing
but
something.
This is actually.
Good. It's not constructive.
What I'm doing,
dude. I've known you for fucking a decade, dude. It's not constructive.
But listen.
Just do what you're doing. It's great.
But keep I say one thing?
Fine.
All right, so like the beginning underwear parts, and I make that my thumbnail. I think having that as like my thumbnail and in the beginning, I think it might make people not like it because you can see people's reels of what they like and no one wants to like a reel. You'll see it that they liked it. So you click it like, oh, what's this? And then my video pops up and I'm just in fucking underwear.
Dude.
Or like they'll
what
scroll
the
past
fuck
and it's
are
just,
you talk. This is exactly what I mean.
I'm saying it's going to get less interaction.
No, you don't know that.
It might get less interaction because people don't want to hit like.
Shut
because
up.
It shows your who people will follow you. It shows them what you like, and no one wants to see
what's
a fucking,
more cruel?
A dude in liking a John's liking a dude in Calvin's. What a
well, I wouldn't like it.
Weird guy,
dude. It's but they're not liking that. Well, that's only part of it. If you were in it the whole time, fine. But it's like a whole that was just comedic.
Yeah, no, I like the video. I guess maybe I was overthinking. Like,
yeah,
the,
no
the,
shit. All right,
maybe I was overthinking
on.
The thumbnail.
Hold on, but
maybe I was overthinking the thumbnail.
No, you think overthinking everything. What was more cruel, Hassan zapping
or sniffing
or
the butt?
Sniffing
I already
the
got
butt.
Those comments too.
Did you?
You know that's animal abuse. If that's animal abuse, then he's getting abused daily.
I would
and he
say.
Likes it, so I think it's a treat.
That's insane.
Also, I'm not digging up my fucking asshole. It's a fucking side cheek scratch.
No, we get it.
You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah.
Been
there.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, just remember, you guys.
That's just the human. Because I'll post one of my food videos, I'm like, that was hilarious. And the next day, I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking loser. Like, yeah. I watch it back. I'm
no,
like,
I have to edit my videos,
watch
it, wake up.
Back.
Dude, I watch them 20 times. I watched this probably 10 times last night.
Any aspiring creators?
Then I get high, watch again. Then I wake up the next morning, watch again. I'm like, all right, I guess I can post. I just try to convince myself of reason to not post it.
There was a point when I was editing the vlog, talk about maybe sometime last year, I was editing the vlog and as I was editing, I'm like, oh, this is why I don't watch this shit back. You know, like this is why I don't watch this shit back.
You think it's cringe?
No, I don't think it's cringe. I just didn't like myself in a certain light or something that I said like fucking made me like, oh, should I leave that in there at night? And I started questioning myself. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. Back in the day, it was just cut, send. Now I record, bro. I've been vlogging this entire time. I just haven't edited it.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about editing it. Just recorded.
Let's talk COD next.
I've gone to Tokyo twice, recorded both trips, haven't edited it.
Oh, you got to do that. You got to make a Japan vlog. Come
on. I'll buy my own ticket.
Time out.
Japan.
Guys, let's do it right now, okay? Because Liv and Jude can't go to Tokyo this year.
Mid-November.
That is race to master prestige.
That is possibly the worst
end of November.
Time you could have picked.
That's
end
even
November. End November, early December.
Thanksgiving. Let's talk COD next.
Call of Duty next. That was a lot of fun.
Riley, just start getting my clips ready, dude.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Can I say something?
Yeah,
I love this game.
Yeah, see,
I love this game.
Everyone thinks we're lying when we say it,
dude, bro.
I
the amount of times people have been telling me that I'm being paid. Like, how much are they paying you to say this? My brother, I wish I'm not being paid at all to say anything. Obviously, it's in my best interest for COD to be good, but I haven't praised COD in a long time, and no one knows that. Because whenever I'm like, yeah, this game's actually pretty good, they're like, you say that every year. And I'm like, I haven't said that. I mean, I haven't said that in a long time.
I say this is my year every year. Fine. But I will say, like, I haven't played a beta or any Call of Duty in the last 3 years where I've been like, man, I can't wait to get home and play.
Yeah.
And with the amount of gas that I'm getting from professional players like Shotzi, like Dashy, and Hydra, it just makes me want to play more. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's really fun. And they're finally, you know, I think Battlefield
no,
gave
not this one.
A tiny bit
Riley
of pressure
prick.
That they haven't felt in a very long time.
Get your fucking arm, bro.
Arm. That's funny.
To my defense, this is Warzone. Okay.
Yeah.
Riley, you're a competitive funny dude, player.
Not this one, you prick. No, I think the game, I think it's actually crazy that finally after, when did 2019 come out? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Since 2019, Call of Duty has finally admitted the skill-based matchmaking system.
They've never said skill-based. I don't think they've ever said skill-based matchmaking.
No, I think that was
They have their own way of putting it. Yeah. But it's like, this playlist is adjusted, so...
It's a classic matchmaking and shit. Dude, Call of Duty...
Is everyone just playing that?
At the end of the day, if you go out and ask anyone in the real world, you go to fucking Target and you ask somebody, hey, have you ever played Call of Duty? If they have, 90% of the people be like, yeah, I played like Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2. Yeah. I stopped around like whenever the jetpack stuff came out.
Yeah.
And like, so when we think about the glory days, we think about obviously the good maps and stuff. But like,
you're right.
It was the matchmaking system that like anybody can get on. You're going to be bad at first because you're playing the general public, but you get better. And as you get better, you can see yourself get better, progress throughout the game. That hasn't happened in 6 years. Every game I've played feels like an algorithmic, like...
You're playing against a bunch of hitches.
Everyone's 15 and 15. Everyone, the map is 70. If it's TDM, it's 70 to 64. It's like, it's literally built to be a close thing. And people who play a lot... That means that you're going to be playing other people that are trying their absolute hardest.
Yeah.
And then.
Don't you want that though?
No, I don't want that.
You just want to play randoms.
I want it to be
randomly.
Randomly. Yeah. I want it to be a general public thing, which is what Call of Duty should be. If you want to play people of your skill level, play ranked play. Or if you want to, because like I haven't been able to play with like a friend that's outside of my skill level in years. Like, I can't play with fucking Riley, his trash ass. Because, like, the skill base is just going to be so bad. But if you try to say that to the general, to, like, people on the internet, they'll be like, all you want to do is farm lobbies. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to farm lobbies. I want to be able to just chill and not have to. I want to be able to, if I want to unlock an attachment on the worst pistol, I want to be able to do that. Not go through hell for 2 hours. Playing people that are using the same three guns the whole game, which is what's been happening for 6 years.
And it doesn't matter. And it's not, you're not just always playing against noobs. It's like,
no,
it's just random.
It's the same.
Bro, you're still getting sweaty games. It's not like you'd never played against tryhards growing up. Like it's,
I think
some games you're against people who just get on and have never played. Some games you're playing against pros. Yeah.
I feel like that's just how it should be.
Part of it.
Like, you go into pubs and you don't know who you're going to play against. Sometimes it's going to be shit canned. Yeah. Sometimes it's going to, oh, what the fuck? I was scrap on the other team.
I watched Jev's video on it, and Jev had probably one of the best points is like, what made the good years of Call of Duty so good is every game was different.
Yeah.
Every game you would go in, and if you're the only good guy on your team, then you like lock in, you use the best guns. If your team's wiping the floor with the other team, use that
moment.
Yeah, pull out the sniper. Use that moment to like listen to music or like whatever. Every game is different. And it seems like the last 6 years, every game has been the exact same, which can't encourage
scrims.
Yeah.
They're just doing like everything right now.
Yeah.
They truly are.
I think they're doing everything right. And I think they fucked themselves.
That sentence has not been said
in a long time.
Listen,
I can't believe I even just heard that out of y'all.
I think they've like kind of fucked themselves by admitting it by admitting that there's a rank, even though we all knew it, it's very obvious that the matchmaking system is different, because if they release the game and don't include this open, I think it shouldn't even be an open mosh pit, regular mosh pit. This should be the rank. This should be the matchmaking system for all of the playlists.
Yeah.
Because this is what it's the first time I felt like Call of Duty is Call of Duty in a long time.
Yeah, they don't really have a choice now. Like, they kind of have to go forward with what they just did because they're going to get so much heat now.
Good.
I also want to say, from the way I look at the game, maps are the most important part of the games for me, and I think they've given us some great maps so far, and we've only played the beta. Like, the maps are vibrant, they're colorful.
Yeah.
Cortex is actually like an amazing map. I think competitively, every map bar Blackheart is competitively viable for at least one mode right now, which I think is kind of crazy to have every single map in a beta, in my opinion, be competitively viable. And like, they're tuning things day in, day out.
Yeah. It's like kind of strange.
At COD Next, I was talking to some of the devs. Like, the head map designer came up to me on three separate occasions, and she was like, anything you can let me know about the maps, please tell me. Three different times in like an hour. And I was like, yeah. I haven't had enough playtime, but like, once I get more playtime, I would love to tell you what I think. Like, that attention to detail and that care, I think, is what we're looking for.
The Warzone team came up to Symphony as soon as the stream was over. It was like, hey, can we talk to you for like 10 minutes? And like, sure.
Warzone's in hell.
I know, but regardless, Warzone's absolutely
Warzone's
in hell.
Fucked, but multiplayer's in a good spot.
Wait, why is Warzone fucked?
Because they have like no, it's just Verdansk. Like,
nothing's changing.
Actual Warzone players, most of them, think Rebirth is just like a glorified TDM. So yes. What they care about is like the big map experience. So they make us play Verdansk at COD Next, and it's just two new POIs, one which is a recycled one. They're like, where is the hype for us? Right. Multiplayer's killing it. We have nothing new. The current iteration of Warzone has like no roadmap. There's no improvements. There's nothing new. There's no meta changes. So Warzone is just like, what about us?
I also don't... I loved Blackout. I think this is a cop-out, personally.
What is?
Like, being like, hey guys, in 6 months, Blackout's coming back. Isn't that awesome?
And it is.
Inspired by Blackout. It's not okay, Blackout.
Whatever. They brought back Raid how many fucking times? This is a map. The way that Raid is a map for multiplayer, this is a map for Warzone.
Yeah, but I don't know if the best part of Blackout was the map. I think it was the movement. I think it was the grapple.
Yes. It was the ability to... Dude, loadouts... For me, are like the worst thing that's ever happened.
I hate loadouts.
It's the worst thing that ever happened.
I hate
like
them.
The RNG didn't like. There's no more RNG really, and that was part of the allure of this multiplayer thing.
That moment of like killing somebody in Fortnite and they drop a gold scar.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Like,
the fuck?
You're like, oh my god.
They're not gonna have loadouts in this.
You don't think they are?
No, it's inspired by Blackout, which means there's no way they have loadouts in this. Because what else is gonna make it Blackout-esque if you have loadouts?
I don't know.
So I think
what's loadouts, like being able to buy your set of guns?
Yeah. Okay. Like when you drop the loadout.
Like Blackout
crate.
Was you had to find it or kill someone to get it. That was it.
There was nothing? Couldn't like buy your own gun?
No.
Really?
This is what we should do. And chat, you guys are included in this. Down below, if you have seen, watched, or played, I don't think the Warzone beta's out, right? Like
No,
right? It's just zombies
and zombies and multiplayer.
From what you've seen, what are your thoughts on that? You know, on the off chance that somebody from Treyarch is not only watching this video, but also reading the comments on this video, here's your chance. Give your opinion. Don't be pricks, okay? Don't do what Riley did.
But I'm genuinely excited. And
yeah, I'm excited too.
I just think a lot of people are like anti-COD these days and just want to hate. Once again, goes back to my original point of a lot of people on the internet being miserable. So I feel like that ties into it. This is the first time I feel like the community is being truthfully optimistic in so many different ways about so many different things in this beta, in this new game. So
I think a lot of people are saying on anything Call of Duty related, like, who cares? We're playing Battlefield, or like, only X more days till Battlefield comes out. And I don't think that is because Battlefield is that much better of a game.
It's not Call of Duty.
Because in reality, like, Battlefield and COD are so different. I don't think they've really ever competed with each other.
Well, that's the funny part. Real quick to cut you off. Yeah. Everyone's like, we want the war style. Then they get a World War II game, and they're like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So it's like, then what do you really want Call of Duty to do? Because if they give you the old school World War II style, you're like, this is dull.
I'll tell you what. This is slow.
This is whatever. What do you
want? I'll tell you what I want. I want next year to be Call of Duty 4 remastered. and then I want that to just be the game for the rest of life.
I think to go back to what I was saying, like, the people talking about Battlefield, like, I think it's less of like, oh, Battlefield's that much better of a game, we're gonna play Battlefield, and it's more of just like the fatigue of what Call of Duty has been.
Yeah.
Cause buying Call of Duty every year and it being very similar because it's a Call of Duty. And then on top of that, putting the cheating, issues, scan and repair, update requires restart. Then you've got the skill-based matchmaking, all of that on top of the fact that you have to buy it every year. I mean, I think the fatigue is at an all-time high.
This is awesome. Latest update on anti-cheat in Black Ops 7, 97% of cheaters banned within 30 minutes of sign-in. More cheater providers have been taken down, with many providers now saying their cheats are unusable.
Uh-huh.
Less than 1% of cheaters get into a match removed within minutes. That's awesome.
I haven't seen
a cheater.
Did
we not hear that like last year, though?
Yes, the whole year.
Before?
No.
I don't know.
Also, if I am a cheat provider,
I heard that before, and
you had to do a BIOS
everywhere.
Change. There are different things that you have to do for Black Ops 7 that they never required before, which I'm surprised they did, because I always thought that they'd be scared to introduce that to like casuals who don't have that issue of running into cheaters. Like, majority of our people playing don't run into cheaters, so the last thing we want to do is make them go through these loops.
Right.
Is that what Seth was talking about in the text?
Yeah.
The UEMI.
TMP or TPM, you had to go disable. And then
before you get on the game, you have to do that?
That's why I'm actually optimistic.
Kind of like Valorant.
About this
Valorant
year,
you had to go to
when Matt Craig said, you're going to turn off your computer, and as soon as it turns off, spam the something key. So and I'm stupid. Like, what in the fuck? I was like, is this like the up, up, down, down? Left, right, BA, select, start.
But when we were talking to the dev about it, he was like, if you're playing COD on PC already, you're already in that percentile of people that take it more seriously.
If you do what?
If you play COD on PC regardless.
Like, oh,
yeah, because almost all of the casuals are playing on PS5 and Xbox.
Yeah. So, I will say, I think Battlefield's a great game. This game is a great game so far. I hope it continues that way, because I think it'll only elevate both games if they have this like competition going on. It makes both games have to be better
for sure.
So listen, I'm rooting for both.
If the Battlefield BR is great, I've just never liked the battle, like what Battlefield is. I've never liked the big map and the planes and there's so much shit flying everywhere. Like, I never really like loved that. So
all I'm going to say is that I am giving this game the utmost props. And believe me, ain't nobody paying me to say that. You know what I'm saying? I have no reason to be any way nice to nobody about that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I am a big fan of the studio. You know, no beef there.
With Treyarch? See, I've seen these clips, but I haven't watched. Wait, I haven't.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Like, who are these guys? Like, you'll see someone like this live streaming on TikTok.
Wait, this is the first cheat that I think looks pretty fun. I can't lie.
I do want to test it. I want to try it out.
Dude, I don't see anything.
Dude, that is absurd.
Like, imagine you click on my stream and you just see me doing this.
The thing is like, okay, I got this out of me. And I'm not talking about the cheats, but I got the
look at Riley's comment, dude. Like, what is he doing?
Wait,
Riley,
where? Are you in text chat saying who's
cheating?
Nice one, Riley.
I bet Riley does go and like leave comments.
Oh,
little slick
Riley's
shit.
Riley's a Reddit guy. He's Reddit Riley. I got him figured out.
He better not bring that up near me.
Riley.
I'm excited for this year. Not only are the storylines going to be one of the most exciting ones, not only is the game a fucking really good one, and if these fucking cowards ban snipers.
They're going to ban snipers.
I got to tell you something. The sniper kills in one shot. Okay. If they miss that one shot, it takes 3-point-some seconds to reload and be able to shoot again. So anybody who is willing and an able body to use an SMG or an AR that shoots 30 bullets every 1 second.
I'm telling you, bro, it's already gone.
Nah, I don't think so.
I feel like GVs or wagers or something should be allowed.
Well, they got to be in this
year. Why would it be in this year?
Because they're not cowards anymore.
Because I have a good feeling, and I think...
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Kenny! Kenny thinks he's Hex out there.
Bro, yeah? I want to see Merc play. I don't know how he's playing this game without paddles.
Bro.
There's no way you're hitting
A. He is
A.
Frying.
Bro, I saw somebody uploaded a clip. And I saw the shots and I'm like, who the fuck? And then I saw his Merc and I was like, oh my God.
How is he jumping? Like, say He jumps on the left wall. There's another wall to the right. So he takes his thumb off again to jump on this right wall. And then someone's under him. So he has to take it back to the thumbstick and aim. Like, how is he fucking like?
No, this motherfucker is going to be insane.
How is he aiming? Like, how does he control his aim like that? It's his thumb is constantly off the joystick.
Yeah, he's a freak.
There's some wall bounces that like once you, dude, this game is going to be so fun to watch.
I know I'm going to get fucking world star.
Dude, I'm trying to get, dude, I got like fucking four different ideas for, I just need to get three like actual clips.
Yeah.
The rest are going to be filled with like just fucking shots that I'm like nasty about, but there's no follow up through. I'll get out like an insane three piece, and I'm talking about like a fucking crazy snap on that I shouldn't get. And then after that, I die on the fourth. And you hear me say, I always choke on the fourth. And I do. This is the one that I saw. I didn't know who it was at first. And I'm like, who the fuck?
I mean, dog. This is my dude.
I saw something crazier. I saw like Ant and Tommy react to like a final kill cam of his. And it just
wasn't
looked,
that good. The one it, in...
It looked like he was cheating. Like it was that
Chatsy?
Crazy.
No.
No,
it was Mason, but...
But it was Zuma reacting. It wasn't on this map. It was on the map where Kenny got those kills in the back spawn, right?
It just looked like he was like...
Yeah.
We should put his stuff on the Reddit where the streamers are cheating and just be like, dude, I found a new cheater. Just watch him.
Dude, you are king bait. King rage bait. You've been doing that shit since the Scuff House.
I love that shit. Yeah, every Saturday.
No,
I tweet.
Bro, this guy took two. He did 2 hours of work to pretend as though he was some fucking rage baiter fucking Reddit.
I pretended
put an L instead of an I.
Yeah,
in
I
it.
Pretended that I was a COD burner.
Yes, that's what it was. Fucking dude.
Huh? One time I made a Reddit account called like. It was the COD burn. Remember the COD burner?
Yeah, of course.
But I put like a one instead of a, I don't know what, or a zero instead of whatever. But I had like the account. Same exact account, but something was different.
The O was a zero or something.
Yeah, yeah. And I and I got up out of my stream setup and I had like, you know when you click down on the middle mouse button and you can scroll down?
Yeah.
I left that on so it was scrolling down. So, and then I went, I was like, I'm going to go use the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom and it scrolled down to where you could see my Reddit account and it was the COD burner and it got put on
this guy's insane.
And then I ended stream and I came back and people were like talking about it in chat and I was like I gotta head out guys, and so I ended stream.
It's such a fucking genius.
That is hilarious.
They ever find out who that was?
We all knew who it was.
The COD burner?
Yeah.
All right, listen, at the end of this, obviously, we still have to talk about Halo. This is obviously our last topic of the day, although I am having a great time doing the podcast. We finished third. I interviewed Formal yesterday for a piece of content that's coming out. I don't know when, but there's something in his eyes. There's something in there. And I was talking to him, and I don't want to... I really... It was so good.
When's this going to come out?
This Thursday. Tomorrow, right, Riley?
Okay.
Look how Riley sits, dude.
Why?
Well, I'm just saying, tread lightly with what you're going to say, because whatever you say, people listening are going to be like, oh, that's why they got third, and I knew there's something going on with the team. Heck said there's something in his eyes. That means maybe something and someone else, they got beef going into Worlds, and something happened with this team.
No.
Because that's already going on in Halo.
Sure. Fine.
Dude, whatever. Halo.
Everyone's saying, like, as soon as the COD stuff, Legend potentially being on a team, Renegade wanting to play champ, whatever. Everyone's already talking.
Hey, listen, I will say
a world
the GM. The GM has served his purpose. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Did work out.
Well, no, everyone keeps saying Legend's on a team, and I'm like, nothing came across my desk yet, so he's not going fucking anywhere. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. Look, I'm excited to see them play. I'm excited for Worlds. This is the send-off, and the amount of pressure that's on them already, keep on adding more to it. Keep on adding more pressure. Make them fucking feel as though it will be the end of the fucking world if they don't win fucking Halo.
Yeah, the thing is with all the the COD talk and stuff, and it's like, damn, once that got leaked, it's you just don't see their passion anymore, and they're scrimming less, which they probably aren't even scrimming less. People are just saying that, and they've been like doing worse in cups, and now, you know, apparently someone's three others are mad at this person on the team, and like Hunter JJX went on his stream and said something like that
about our team.
Yeah. That there were like three players mad at someone. I was like, bro, or like they talk shit about someone in a call. And I was just explaining, like, bro, every team I've ever been on, it's like late night, 2 a.m. You're in a call with your friends. Like, you will say, like, you know, this dude was getting shit on. He's been getting shit on all week. Or like, you will talk shit. You'll say stuff, but it's not that serious. Boom, you're on the next day. You're scrimming. Like, it's not that deep. But like, people are trying to make it deep.
Bro, what?
And people saying that, like, they're not focused and the COD news ruined them and something like that. Like, bro, that is, you got to think of it from where their head's at. They formed this team for one reason, and that is to win events and especially win worlds. COD's not even, say they all switch to Call of Duty or something. That shit is not in their mind
at all
until this shit's over. Mm-hmm. Like, they, at the end of the day, they are winners and they want to win. And the biggest event of the season, Worlds, coming up for Halo, like, there's nothing to even be distracted by. Like, you started the season trying to win and you're gonna end the season trying to win, and they are fucking winners. They have the mentality to do it. Like, they're not half-assing nothing. So I would not be worried about their minds being elsewhere, because, like, bro, all they want to do is win. Even if they switch the COD, they want to go over there and win. But right now they're in Halo. They want to win in Halo. Trust me, that is their number one priority, is to win in Halo. I'm not worried about where their headspace is at.
As if they don't want to walk away from the last possible tournament in Halo competitive history as the winner.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're more focused than ever.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I do like that Sunday matches will be best of seven. I think that's dope.
Yeah, I do too.
A lot of Halo. We end out Halo on a lot of Halo. Which,
yeah,
I think,
hopefully,
is dope.
Hopefully, me and APG will be there trying to figure that out. As long as we have a setup. As long as we have another setup.
That's another agenda thing. Everyone's like, "Oh, Optic don't make a final, and now every match on Sunday is a best of seven." And Tashi was like, "We've been working on this for months."
I saw that. I saw who it was.
And Tashi was like, "We've been working on this for months. Like, this is not anything to do with."
Dude, the
like
Halo. The
I read
Halo
the name
chat.
And I'm like, never heard of it.
The Halo chat is fucking crazy, bro. They're on Formal's dick.
Are they?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's
like in a good way?
No. It's like they're like, who's most popular player? We hate him. That's what I see. That's what I see in the Halo chat.
No, guys, I'm gonna tell you something. Optic wouldn't have been fielding a team in Halo if it wasn't for Formal. So. Give a kiss to the formies, please.
I mean, people just think of Formal like fucking, what was it, AW Formal, when it's just 1.5s dominating. Yeah. He's the number one player on the team. When you're teaming with Legend, Renegade, and fucking Bound, it's not
easy
to do the best.
To dominate.
Like, shit's getting, motherfuckers are getting torn through, and you might just be in the back trying to put in some shots.
Yeah.
Shit might not be going your way. Like, formal, but like, when you're playing with elite players, like, it's hard. I wouldn't say hard to play with, but it's hard to look good with. And he's not worried about looking good. He's trying to just make the best plays and win.
Yeah. Anyway. That is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate every single like. Leave your suggestions on Warzone down below, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Peace, guys. Peace.